talk about our health. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we're all searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addictions. Let me be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned expert featured in national media as he unveils a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Clonalidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, the Clonalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful, it was even named the official pain reliever of the UFC, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Clonalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. It's just like my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joints all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Clonalidine doesn't make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news, Clonalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Clonalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below this video and check out Clint's amazing informative report on how Clonalidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at 1/10 the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Clonalidine product in the world for less than $1 per day. Clint has provided this private link until midnight tonight. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself, or click the link in the description. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Bitcoin Ben. Ben is a cryptocurrency enthusiast. Ben is the creator and owner of BitcoinBen.io. You can see his work on Patreon, Rumble. You can go to CalixSolutions.io. I'll be putting all the links at the bottom of the video. And I am very happy to have Ben back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Ben, welcome back to the Spotlight.
What do you say, Dave?
Hey, Ben. I mean, it's just some crazy times right now that's happening. But I want to talk about the economy, because right now we have the Biden administration and the Fed. They're saying that, you know, Bidenomics is working, inflation is coming down, oil prices are coming down. A lot of the numbers are manipulated. And as we approach the presidential election, Trump just came out and told the Fed not to cut the interest rates as we approach the presidential election, which means to me that most likely they're looking to do that. So what is your take on all this and where the economy is headed?
We are in trouble, Dave. And when say we, I don't mean America. I mean, the planet is saturated in so much debt. It is ridiculous. And all of the treasuries, all of the derivatives, all of the banks, everything is saturated with so much friggin' debt that we're having problems because of the liquidity in the market. The global velocity of currency is an issue. That's their biggest issue, is there isn't enough velocity in the plumbing of the old system. This is how I explain it, is very simple. Imagine a high rise, and imagine that all of the plumbing, the sinks, the toilets, the showers, all of the kitchen sinks, that is the global economy. And we have been running the global economy with so much worthless and useless and overvalued toilet paper that everything's clogged and the very, very basement is flooded. Now all of the floors are flooding and it initially hit the lower level guys. You know, it's like, they'll be okay. They're lower level, they'll be all right. You know, this inflation won't be too bad. It's transitory, as they said. Well, now the problem is the flooding has almost hit the high rise. The very tippy top is almost flooded with so much currency that it's actually coming out the windows. There's so much inflation of the currency that now it's actually starting to hurt the high rises around the American high rise. So we have China's toast. They're just done. We don't even need to talk about China. That's why China announced that pretty soon they're going to let their average citizens purchase Bitcoin. Well, yeah, because they know they have to have a place for this inflation to go to. Because all they can do is print money. So that's the only tool they got. It amazes me on how much they lie. And then you look on TV, on CNN, and all these government reports on inflation. And, this month's looking better. Don't look at the revisions from the last couple months that we had to change, which is changing history. That's what a revision is. So that in the future, they can look back and go, well, we were eventually honest.
Right.
We weren't honest at the moment. But we revised it later to reflect reality. And we're going to look back on this and go, my God, no wonder our eggs are $9 for 12 of them. That's some expensive chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're almost a dollar each.
Yeah.
That's some well-paid chickens.
It certainly is.
I'm in the wrong business. Although they'd probably burn. If I did have a chicken farm, they'd just set it on fire like they're doing all the other chicken farms. It's the global economy's toast. That's why everyone's running to Bitcoin. That's why Jamie Dimon, the ultimate of ultimate Bitcoin haters, is now. Now, it isn't that he doesn't understand it. It's that he didn't like it, just like the other people in the government. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, that takes the control away from the government printer.
Right.
Well, what he's finally starting to realize, and mind you, he hasn't suddenly, you know, he isn't all of a sudden a good guy. This is out of necessity, and this is out of instruction. Mm-hmm. they have now been told that, okay, exit plan is Bitcoin, but we have to set it up into our system. We don't mind using Bitcoin because they know it's inevitable, but they want to make sure we are all trapped in their system of the Bitcoin. Problem with that, it's decentralized. It's a tool. So the bad guys, they're going to use it. The good guys, we're going to use it. We're all going to use the same tool. It's just Trump and his side. Now, mind you, Trump is not bringing in Jamie Dimon because he thinks, that's my guy. That's the guy I want at Treasury. No. Listen up, folks. Jamie Dimon is the Fauci of the economy. Just like Trump brought in Fauci to expose the lies of the COVID, he's bringing in him to expose the lies of the Federal Reserve and the system. Is Jamie Dimon, what does he run? He runs Epstein's bank.
True.
All right. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Right.
Oh, yeah, folks. Trump knows exactly what he's doing. Trump knows who he's picking. And up to the election, this is how much Trump is so far ahead of these people. Because as he mentions Jamie Dimon, that makes a lot of the elites comfortable. He's bringing in Jamie Dimon. That's our guy. We may be able to do something with this. And Trump knows it. Trump's like, oh, yeah, I'll bring in Jamie Dimon. Come a little closer. Get a little closer. Trump is going to unleash. People don't understand. Right now, he's playing the part. He's playing the part he has to play in order to secure the win. Right? Remember, Trump's a fighter. When you're a boxer, sometimes you play weak. You know, you let them hit you. You're acting hurt. And as soon as they get weak, bam, you come out with energy. That's how Trump is. Trump's not a puncher. He's a counter puncher. And folks, he's going for the knockout punch, and he's going to use Bitcoin to do it. And that's why people like me and some of my friends in cryptos, that's why we have been encouraged by people associated with Trump. Hey, get out there. Launch these clubs. Get as many of the little guys and the entrepreneurs in as fast as you can, because they know that if we do not create the system, they will. Not so
when you say
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. When you say they're going to create the system, what do you mean that we have to create it before they create it? Because when people look at Bitcoin, it's decentralized. Nobody can print it. So what do you mean by their system?
Well, their system is using Bitcoin for what it can actually be used for, as the perfect store of value, right? The reason we love it is the same reason they love it. Because even if they're arrested, if they hold their wealth in the Bitcoin, no one can take it from them either. Just like us. What I mean is their system is they'll hold the Bitcoin for you. That's what the ETFs are, is you hop on your little Bloomberg and you purchase the ETF. Well, BlackRock holds the Bitcoin for you. You aren't issued the Bitcoin. BlackRock holds it. This is the split that I've actually been telling everyone for years on my show. There's going to be a split. Each of them are going to use the Bitcoin, but they're going to use it in different ways. Trump is going to use it to free America. The globalists are going to use it to actually try and enslave as many people as possible. We're not going to save everybody. There will actually be a split. And there will be people that choose to be slaves. We just have to accept that. That's okay. But Trump is making sure that America isn't in their system. That's why if he announces what I think he's going to announce at the conference coming up in Nashville.
What do you think he's going to announce? Can you say?
I think he's going to announce his integrating Bitcoin mining into the American electrical grid. That's a game changer, folks. What that does is it will eventually eliminate the need for taxes. It will even, through tariffs and mining of actual Bitcoin, it will eliminate the need for taxes, and it will drop the price of energy like a rock. And this is going to make America 100% energy efficient, where all of the energy production plants in America can run at 100% all the time and never have any uncapitalized energy produced. So if you place a ring, if you put an actual mining rig at every nuclear plant, every coal plant, every energy generating plant, at the Hoover Dam, if you put a mining set up at the Hoover Dam, they can run the Hoover Dam 100%. And there will never be a watt of energy that isn't monetized. That means 100% profitable.
Is that because the Bitcoin that they're mining?
Yes, because okay. When the people need more energy, they shut off a few of the miners. When it's at night and no one's using energy, they crank it up. And they raise the hash rate of the actual rig that is mining Bitcoin. So it's producing a globally accepted currency out of pure energy. This is what's so revolutionary. We've never, ever been able to monetize electricity directly from the generation source. We've always had to actually use wood or oil or coal, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can monetize energy, natural resources directly into a decentralized global currency that's exchangeable in seconds. This revolutionizes America like that, because all of a sudden, America is no longer reliant on the taxation of the labor energy of the people.
Right.
It's what El Salvador is doing. They're using a volcano energy to create, to directly transfer volcano energy into a monetized digital currency. There's no in between commodity.
So when this happens, what happens to the paper money that the private West central bank loans to? Does that disappear? Does the central bank disappear?
No. That's when Trump rolls the Federal Reserve into the Treasury Department. Okay. He's already prepared.
Right, so there'll be a structure change.
Okay. Yep, there will be a structure change. And what Trump will do is he will announce that he's switching over to this new system, and the American dollar will be backed up through natural resources, also gold, and also Bitcoin. And actually doing that will stabilize the U.S. dollar. Right now, it's going to be devalued. Sorry, folks.
So you're saying that the U.S.
the bank,
the U.S. dollar is going to be devalued?
Yes.
It already is.
Oh, yeah. The price of Bitcoin is going to skyrocket. the price of gold is going to skyrocket. The price of everything is going to go up, except for probably food. And I know this sounds weird. Food and gasoline will drop because there's ways to Trump can correct the inflation into the Bitcoin. Hmm. And that's what he'll do. He'll actually correct all of the U.S. dollars that are flooding into America through treasuries and other ways. He's going to say, nope, you cannot purchase land in America. Nope. In fact, when you pay the tariffs, you're going to have to pay it in Bitcoin. Hmm. And they're going to go, what? Yeah, that's how I'm going to capitalize our treasury, is when you pay your tariffs, you have to pay them in Bitcoin. And it's going to blow people's minds because they've never lived in a system like this. No one has.
Right.
But those of us who are in actual Bitcoin and understand, and I'm in a very unique position because I have learned Trump. I've learned to speak Trump. He has his own language. When he said a few weeks ago, I want America to create all the Bitcoin. All the Bitcoins will be made in America.
Right.
That was him because he said it twice. Trump is what I like to call a twice truth teller. Mm-hmm. When he's dropping a hint, he always says it twice. It's just how he talks. And he knows this. They've known this for a while. When Trump said, oh, I don't really like Bitcoin, I think it's kind of scammy.
Right.
He had to say that at the moment. Right? That's why he phrased it the way he did. He's like, I don't know. The Bitcoin is like, I like the dollar. I like the American dollar. American dollar is the best dollar that ever dollared. You know, that's Trump talk. Mm. That's how Trump is. Trump knows who's listening. But if you know how to listen to Trump, you can hear what he's saying. Some may call it a dog whistle or whatever like that. And it's never violent. It's never him like, hey, do this, wink, wink. It's he drops little breadcrumbs all the time. And if you know how to listen to Trump, then it's clear as day. Plus, he has Vivek. Vivek, he knows Bitcoin inside and out. Mm-hmm. Hell, JD, the new vice president, Bitcoin guy. It's who he's surrounding himself with. Folks, we're going into a transition that people can't even fathom how this is biblical. This is absolutely biblical, because this This shifts humanity into a new. This is bigger than anything that has ever happened economically to humans. This is going to make the 1860s look like it was a bake sale. That the amount of wealth that America has the opportunity to create is unparalleled. Unparalleled. But the other side, we have to understand, you and I actually talked about this a little bit off air. We are not dealing with selfish people. Mm-hmm. We're not dealing with money hungry people. We're dealing with evil. This is pure, unadulterated evil. We can't even fathom the evil that's on the other side. Mm. We have to understand these people, they don't want us to live. They don't want us using their resources, their planet, their whatever. It's all there.
Right.
Because they work for Satan. I'll just say, hey, folks, if you're not a religious person, sorry for you. You may want to look into it. They work for Satan. Folks, Satan is I'm not going to get emotional. We are at war with a anti-human element here. They hate us, folks. You have to we don't know that level of hate. We don't. We may dislike people, but we don't want no one to die. You know, we don't want people to get hurt. They're the opposite. They look at us as useless eaters. That's it.
Yeah.
And they're reaching the point where they know they're going to lose. It's why they shot Trump. Like, now, they can say, oh, it was this transgendered who crawled up on a really steep flat roof and everything's a lie, folks. Listen to this and it'll make sense. The closer we get to the final battle, the more obvious the lies are. Because everything will be a lie. Everything they say will be an easy, provable lie. Well, we couldn't have a sniper up there. It's too steep. Really? Because that looks like a 212 roof. That ain't very steep.
Right.
In fact, the other roof that you have the other snipers on, yeah, that's a 412. And for roofers, they know what I'm talking about. That's steeper than the other one. Oh, yeah, but don't mind that. And now it comes out that they knew the guy was up there for 20 minutes. What, were they going to wait him out?
Yeah, I mean, they knew everything. I mean, the thing is, they never expected Trump to live. They thought he was going to die, and They thought there was going to be a civil war, there'd be chaos, and they wouldn't have to worry about that, and people would forget about, you know, the assassination part of it because there'd be so much chaos. So yeah, I think everyone, and like you said, their lies are getting easier to spot, even for the people that aren't paying attention. I mean, because when you say, you know, look at the roof, and then, you know, people are putting pictures of cows on the roof, on a slope roof, they're putting all these different things. I think people are starting to see it, and it's becoming very, very clear. Even for the people that are sleeping. And I think they're becoming more desperate now because they can't stop them, which means most likely they're going to do a lot of stupid things to try to stop all of this.
Absolutely. Some of them have totally given up. Mm-hmm. They're just like, look, we've lost the government. Plan B. And this is Plan B, which is Bitcoin. That's their other option. What they're doing is they realize they've lost the election. It's right. Over. Trump's winning that. So now they're trying. There's a group that's shifting everything over from government control to corporate control. Corporations have reached a point where they have more power than governments now. Hell, X has more power than the federal government does. It's because no one trusts the federal government. There's more trust on X than there is in the federal government. So they've lost the federal government. Trump's going to rebuild that. Their only hope is to absorb as much of the Bitcoin into their new corporate structure that they're going to try and control humanity, not through government, but through corporations. And that's the big split right now. Now, there are a few left, like Joe Biden and a couple other people that are, they're trying to hang on to the government because they know they're going to jail. Some of them are getting strung up.
Yep.
Some of them have been treasonous. Some of them, Epstein and all that. Those are the people trying to save their control of the government. While the corporate and the financial elite are like, hey, we don't give two craps about the government. We as corporations, we have more influence than the government does. And once BlackRock absorbs as much of the actual as much of the actual Bitcoin as it can, then BlackRock will be the new central bank. That's why BlackRock is launching the exchange in Texas. Because BlackRock is the new Federal Reserve.
So this is what they're trying to do.
Yes, that's the system they're creating. They are creating their blockchain global corporate structure. And they're going to implement what they want at a corporate level. And Trump's going to squash a lot of that, but there's a lot of it that they're going to get away with because people are going to choose it. They're going to choose the simplicity of it. They're going to create a system so comfortable. Just join our system. No, don't worry about it. We'll handle We'll handle all that. And every employee of every corporation, you're going to get paid off of shares and transaction rates and affiliate links and the new shareable economy. And it's going to seem so wonderful, but you're going to be trapped in their system where me and a lot of us, we're using the Bitcoin the way it was meant to be used at the individual level, where we have private wallets, private seed phrases. We have, crypto laptops that, we offer. It's we are creating the individual system. They're creating the corporate system.
Can you move from the corporate system to the individual system? Let's say they set their system up. Can people say, something, I don't want to be in this system. I want to take my Bitcoin and I want to send it someplace else. They can't stop you, can they?
If you own Bitcoin in an ETF, they do not have to give you that Bitcoin. The SEC made it part of the agreement of launching the ETF was when you cash out, you have to cash out in cash. You cannot issue them any Bitcoin. Yep. That's why
system.
People like me and my club, we actually, clubs, shout outs to all of our clubs now. We have one in Nashville, one in Sarasota, and one up in Massachusetts, more coming quickly. And that's what we're doing. We are hooking up with the local chamber of commerce in each of the cities, helping the local mom and pop shops adopt Bitcoin and cryptos into their individual wallet structures of their companies. So they don't have to go through the corrupt system of the globalists. And that's what we're at war with, folks. Either we build a system that's actually based on the individual and the individual rights, or we all roll into the blockchain prison planet of the elites. And I, for one, I ain't doing it. I'm not going to let someone else enslave me nor my children. Neither is Trump. But Trump knows the nuclear weapon against the global elite is the Bitcoin, and raising the price early on them before they get their system set up.
Do you think
that's
they...
why?
Go ahead.
Oh
no, go ahead.
That's why I'm in a panic to get as many people into Bitcoin as many regular Janes and Joes and truck drivers and plumbers, and because if we can get the people at our churches into Bitcoin, or our churches themselves into Bitcoin, then as the price skyrockets up, our local communities get more wealthy. And not the politicians, not the big corporate giants getting wealthy, the local farmers, the local churches, the local communities get richer, and they can reinvest that wealth into their local community as they see fit. You want to build America, you got to put the little guy back in charge.
Yeah, it's true.
That's, damn, Dave.
So do you think the corporations, the bad guys, do you think that they will try to down the economy to create confusion of, you know, where for people should to go? I mean, as we approach the presidential election, because the economy is not doing well. I mean, I think people, the everyday person, they realize that they see food inflation, they see fuel prices moving up. They know that Biden and team, they're using, you know, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to lower the prices. They really never, they never really got inflation under control because inflation's cumulative. So do you think that the system will come down or we might get some big bumps close to the presidential election?
Yeah, they can't really bring it down because their system, remember, this is the advantage we have. Mm-hmm. They're trying to move the Titanic, and we're already on the lifeboats.
Okay.
So while we're rowing away, they're like, hard left, hard left. You know, they cannot move their system as quickly as we can. So they, and their system's weak, so they cannot move it quickly. That's why the Federal Reserve is so nervous about dropping rates or raising rates, or we're just going to hold steady, because one wrong move and the Titanic breaks in half. And that doesn't help them, because then their boat's ruined.
Right.
And we out, when I say we here, I mean us involved in cryptos and like Bitcoin, we're already rowing away. We've already rowed away, and we found a nice, beautiful island, and we're already rebuilding a whole new civilization. They have to somehow hold the Titanic together, get it over to the new island, and what's screwing them up is their own bureaucracy is slowing them down. So we have an advantage, but we have to capitalize on our advantage. And that's what I'm doing. That's what Trump is doing. What Trump and the people around Trump, they're not stupid. That's why they're pushing Bitcoin so hard, because they know it's not only the answer, it's the button to take out the old system.
And this is not just going to affect America. It's going to affect the world.
The whole world.
Yeah, the whole world is going to shift.
Yes, that's why China is literally like, okay, we're going to let our people buy Bitcoin. Jesus. This is China.
Yeah.
They don't let their own people wipe their own asses. And they're going to let them have Bitcoin? Yeah, you know why? Because if they don't, China is all of a sudden, they're 100 years behind. If they don't adopt Bitcoin, any country that doesn't adopt the Bitcoin is way behind. El Salvador's, look how good they're doing. Mm-hmm. Look at their economy.
Argentina's right behind them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It isn't a mistake, because what people have to, society is value based. It's exactly like nature. Nature, Bitcoin is value added Austrian economics at its purest form. And that's why our society has crumbled, because our currency crumbled. Mm-hmm. When you devalue labor, you devalue time. And as you devalue the individual's time, then that means they have to work harder for the same amount. That means they're all of a sudden, we go from a husband working to a husband and wife working. Well, then who's taking care of the kids? The schools will do it. That's how they corrupted our society, is they corrupted the money. They took us off the gold standard, and they know society is value-based. And that means value of time. That's the only thing that's truly valued, is time. And when you inflate and you devalue the society's time, the society has to work longer to get the same purchasing power, which removes us from our social obligations and our family obligations and transfers it. That's what a lot of people don't realize. The reason the feminist movement exists is because they know women are magical. Women create. Women organize. Women grow things. Women are the growers of value. So they needed to get them out of the household growing the family unit and into the corporations growing the corporations.
Wow.
That's why we have these huge corporations, because women, the builders, are the organizers. Let's be honest, guys, we still live in caves playing football. If it weren't for our women. But they knew if they could get the women out of the house and into the corporations, that the corporations would then be able to suck the value energy out of the women. So the women wouldn't focus their time on their family. They'd focus it on climbing the corporate ladder, which would grow the corporations.
I mean, I don't know if people ever ask you this, but what is the economy going to look like after we're on Bitcoin? I mean, the cities, the towns, what are people going to notice that's different than what we have today?
You're going to work a lot less. And we are going to be able to extract value, and I mean monetary value, out of things that we thought weren't monetizable. Let me explain. With the technology we now have and we are adopting, if you love growing flowers out in your backyard and and making videos on how you do that. You'll be able to monetize those videos. And even if you only have 100 people a month watch you, if you only have 100 members that sub to your channel, that each one of them are actually paying, I don't know, like $9 a month. That's an income. I can't really get that. Well, that's all right. I'm planning on launching a grocery store chain that is a decentralized grocery store where there isn't any corporate goods. It's all locally produced. Mm-hmm. And when I say local, I'm actually going to have an area of the grocery store that's actually going to be called Local Favorites. Mm-hmm. And it's your wife's famous brownies. It's your neighbor's famous ribs. You know, and it's where you're actually going to be able to produce a product that you enjoy doing. And you're actually going to be able to sell it at a local grocery store. And because of how I have it structured, you keep 100% of the profits of your product. It people have no idea the opportunity in front of us. Luckily, because I didn't graduate high school and I was never really, you know, indoctrinated into the box. I've always thought outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So I see this whole new world as just nothing but opportunity. And we win, folks. We win in the end because we just have a better system. We are going to live in an age of abundance because we are going to no longer devalue our time. We are going to gain time. That's what I mean by you'll work less. Mm. When you have an appreciating reserve asset, it allows you to retire early. It allows you to not have to work as long as you did. And plus, as we decentralize the economy, like I'm actually talking about with this grocery store example, you get to actually have a job you love. It's people are no, the reason we win is everyone quits the corporations. No one works for the government anymore. No one wants to. Because now that we have Bitcoin, we don't have to chase the dollar. All we have to do is put in whatever level of effort that you feel is lines up with your happiness. You know, some people don't care if they're rich. Some people are happy living on in a trailer or on a beach. And they eat hot dogs every night and they play outside with their kids and their dogs. And so they like the simple life. that guy, that woman, they may work a couple days a week, and it's actually going to be a job that they enjoy doing. Because the other individuals in their area will, through social media and through the global individual connected honest platforms, you're going to be able to offer services and products to your local community at the individual level. One of the examples I give is, like, you're a house husband. I just like to throw that in. You're a house husband, but you make one hell of a tuna casserole. You are Tony the tuna casserole making some of a bitch. Well, every Tuesday, you offer Tony's tuna casserole to the people in your neighborhood on the neighborhood app or on the Facebook page for your neighborhood. Say you brought, well, you might be using Facebook, I don't know yet, but you offer it. Then your neighbors are like, oh, Tony's got it. Hey, it's Tuesday. So they, hey, yeah, I'll actually pick up mine at about 5:45. Got you covered, brother. So Tony sells his tuna casserole every Tuesday to all of his neighbors. Number one, it's healthier than the food you'd get at the fast food place. You're helping out Tony, and you get a fresh meal for your family that they all love Tony's, tuna casserole. And you pull up, beep, beep. He walks out. Hey, here you go. Hey, you tell the kids hi, and I'll see you at the ball game this weekend. Folks, the opportunities are endless. We just got to get through the BS of the old system.
Yeah.
That's why Trump is set. Folks, once we get through this, make America great again.
It's not just going to be a phrase.
Yeah. We're going to live it, folks.
We are.
We're going to live the most beautiful times in American history. The last 125 years, we'll look back and, we're going to feel so sorry. So sorry for the things that our country did. No, that our government did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are blue skies ahead, folks.
I'm with you on that. I believe that. Hey, Ben. Thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. If people wanted to see your work, where should they go?
Actually, you can check me out on Patreon and join our club. There's, right there, www.bitcoinbencryptoclub.com. We have online education. We have clubs in Nashville, up in Massachusetts. We have one in Sarasota. We're launching another one in St. Louis, another one in Dallas. I'm launching clubs all over America because we got to get this to the little people. So
I'll put all these links at the bottom of the video to make it a lot easier for everyone. Ben, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, love you, Dave.
Love you, man.